Now. Your screen was also small again, but it doesn't matter a lot.
Here's what to do.
Yeah, I know. Yes. But I can read it. Hey!
Right.
My screen is big.
Great, man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so okay, then
great.
We can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. Put some new things in the net. I have now the shortcut. Well, our functional design meeting, it's the stage we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, all three of you have already prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you.
Okay.
I think you're prepared to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
we'll look at the new project requirements. We and then you also have received that mail. The new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received a mail with some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smarter to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closer.
Do we have 40 minutes for this discussion?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
Rekha, the closing, well, we'll not look at yet.
Right.
Now, look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes for a meeting. Now, I gave you this presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases.
Uh-huh.
Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle, where you do the most important functions with. And, well, they can have two functions because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of my ideas.
Yeah. Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
Mm-hmm. Now it's right. Yeah.
But well, I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from the Thijs, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It should be recognizable at all times. Yes.
Okay.
Well, for us, for the remote, just like normal telephones. And the technical aspect, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, data text goes out. We will not use data text.
Okay.
Maybe
I disagree,
sort of
but
thing,
it's
but
not
not
teletext. It's not my place to disagree, I guess.
The second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include DVD, and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
No, not right. That's a shame.
So that's a shame, because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
Let's forget about it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, but we are a real fashionable company. I read it on the.
Yeah.
I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. It's important to know when you design things.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have three presentations. You want to start?
I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was in a good mood.
Okay.
Well, I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
I have more. You already opened the PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To start with these points. Next sheet. At first, I'll tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues, so we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, thus it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control.
No, it's
within the same room.
It's actually to be loosed from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control,
yeah,
everyone
can
use
it. Your click on
no, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
Yeah, in another room, yeah.
No,
well,
but it specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, well,
device
would
we'll
be
have a look at it. Yeah.
Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn. So the learning curve should be very short, for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should also consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read it? Oh.
No.
So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use than
the
manual.
You should
take
a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, right.
It should always be a manual, but
it
can be very short.
Yeah, but nobody reads a manual about a remote controller.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, maybe for if you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. Only.
And we don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it. Then
we are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Yeah,
right.
Is
right.
It part of the you? No.
Well, we'll have a look.
May I have one?
Yes.
RC. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but. The designer should take it. consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be input in an active mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, this is the most important part. The requirements that we're going to specify, we're going to target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50. As production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want, if we have a big, if we make lots of those stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it.
It's your task to look into the costs of those.
Yeah, I don't have any information on that.
We'll look into that later.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important.
We have very demanding clients.
It's not yet a standard development.
And we have
so
customers in multiple countries, I think.
LCD is more reachable than a speech recognition.
Yeah.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, all right. We'll consider both and see what we can find, I think.
Right.
Yep.
We don't rule them out
immediately. Okay.
Right. I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can. Right.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
Symbol. Well, next, I don't know who is next. You got a.
Can I give a technical talk?
Yes.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I just might have to explain what to call out a wording design.
Yep.
How do you enlarge it?
F5. F5.
Oh, the working design?
Next button.
Well, all right, you know who I am and what I do. So, we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy-paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and
purple.
I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. You can see.
Maybe you can select it. So
inverts. I can select in the
Go to the whole picture.
Click.
Never mind.
Well, you can read it. It's not the well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. We have basically
the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender was just the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the sender. And the source is of course the user, and the user interface is the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic idea.
Yeah.
Very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button that's pressed, of course. Uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the, well, it's very simple, it signals the,
yeah,
signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD, if we had done that. And the button
but
for
we don't
TV.
No,
so.
No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. There's very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart, and it's not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly, and then problems like RG don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option,
mm-hmm.
so that, but I think it's very important to make the power, channel, and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RC consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
And you can
make them big, make them easy to
well,
to press.
You don't
yeah,
have to
also
look
not
and
like
search for them.
If you have
right.
The most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same, well, move.
Yeah, right. I was thinking
if
you can
you put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
yeah,
what
some
of
the
about RC.
That's right.
You can't have any every button. Under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
right.
So you would
that's very important and
reject RZ.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do it like this, like
yes.
Some
on my mobile telephone
little
also
Game Boy things.
Do people when they pick up the remote know that they have to do that? It's a new feature.
Well, it's
you
it's
can make
yeah,
a
right,
double feature like a button on the top and on
yeah,
the
but
also,
if
someone
puts
the
up,
up
and down, they'll understand
it.
I think 80% would.
If someone puts up it, picks up his remote and he picks it, but he touches the side, and he's
yeah,
already on the next channel.
Yeah.
That's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah,
yeah but
no.
right.
So then, in any case, the
no.
basic function should be neat, and as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different samples of the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, should be well, not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty
yep.
basically, as you said, I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very
that's
useful
it's
for
your
you.
Part of the job.
So, yeah, you can say, oh, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And, well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this. I had to make it. Schematic of the. I had two little files, but don't. Don't
okay.
Clear.
Well,
I
we understand.
It's clear,
we understand.
Yeah,
it's
clear.
All right.
That's
no.
Most important.
Nice. All right. Then Mike can give the third presentation. How late is did we start this presentation?
Sure.
I think
about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Losing time.
Then we
time.
Have still the time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right. So.
So, SQL error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different, we all have different homepages.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Different links, yeah.
Yeah, right.
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay, yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, I have my GUI, user interface
mm-hmm.
Time. The method, well, I use my own experience with remotes to look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already used.
Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
All right.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I like user center.
Yeah,
I like user center also the best.
We also know that.
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also in teletext and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So I thought we would use more or need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that because
yes.
It's
yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can't really see the different from different sides, but I think.
No, I'm sure.
You can draw it if you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts, so
mm-hmm.
You can customize.
Oh, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company, so
mm-hmm.
We cannot just
yeah,
make someone.
It's, it's not the whole remote that changes.
No,
but
that's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it. Then
mm-hmm.
Our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every
yeah,
remote.
That's
so
a must.
Like
yeah.
Must
you can put it on the back side.
Yeah.
Every,
well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
yeah.
Put front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
yeah.
The
so that
yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
Replace
yeah.
The symbol
yeah.
Or the.
Yeah.
The lowest part of the remote isn't changed by the front.
But
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
Not focus on the
yes.
Front.
Okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we'd use more function. If we had to include more functions, but we don't. So,
hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less. Like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
Yeah, I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think.
All
right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's a high interested in features, they are high interested in features, but they are more critical. Critical.
The
so
younger,
the younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we, I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
And the bottom side of the front has a little clap. A little, you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
clap aren't as much.
Well,
but because you say that their features are important, they want
but
lots, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like LCD screens and voice recognition, but.
Look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see? So we must build in something, or they will to go to the concurrent.
Our competitor,
competitors, right. So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they cost a little more.
Maybe we could, on some calculators, you have those little LCD that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status
like
information.
Yeah. Which program you are watching or something.
Yeah, that's
those kind of things. Because you also have those program recognition for your VCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example,
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it should be integrated.
Yeah,
just integrate in design to make it more trendy.
So you sit like this, you can watch. I think
something like on some radios in car, where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS or
something.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design. But the scrolling text and that kind of stuff.
Script that keeps it rolling, and it's not that's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Five
I think
for program.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right.
We go with LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Although we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right. I don't know if I can find that.
No.
Well, maybe you'll get that information
next time. Yeah,
we can use this board again. Think we can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue with the where's my presentation.
I understand what you say. We should have a general idea of how it's gonna look.
Well, we are here now, I think. These I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Should we start with the most important
at
parts?
The top
LCD screen
at the bottom.
All right.
I think
but
the top
we
is
should
more
start with the power button.
Yeah.
You sit, how do you zap? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
Yeah, with the LCD screen on top, it gets
it's
a bit
terrible.
Unnatural. Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand ball might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No.
And then
we'll draw 2, and now it's 0.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're talking about.
we're
busy with something. You
right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable for
but
everybody.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
room
for
the
interface.
That's
the ugly.
It's like small. It's wide. It's not high. But
Mike has a point because. When I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So I like to use the ones
like this you want
on the
to
top. So when I have to, remote
with accentuating. Well, I agree with you.
With a few functions,
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
Yes, but
the
we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want.
We don't want them to look like calculator.
It must be a remote.
Like our
original.
Yeah,
but
well,
familiar.
But you don't have to throw an important aspect, important aspect like familiarity completely away because I think it's. I think it's still important to have that talk because
in
it's.
Format, lineware.
Yeah.
It's more familiar that way.
Yeah. When I draw here,
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
A little, a little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about it later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better.
Well,
oh, no, 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 you only have one pen for that screen.
Right.
Right,
we have to make a decision now because
yeah.
we don't have much time.
Yeah.
I think we have a few functions and we can put the LCD above it, and you still have lots of room at the bottom.
Yeah,
where
I,
you can
put I agree.
Hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well,
well,
I'm the designer, so...
And if you want to, oh, yeah, oh,
yeah,
yeah, I totally
so
agree, yeah.
We're two with VS2.
Well, but what if we first decide the different functions,
yeah.
and then look at
right.
the design?
We were busy with that, yeah, we should summon the
yeah.
the different aspects of the thing. So, we have the power button.
More of, I think that you two should be, come to consensus about the LCD,
yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's
no,
yeah.
It's
well,
our
we have
job.
A power button, guys.
Oh, you
all
have to agree.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
save on. It's like this, and you
right.
must agree.
Let's
yeah.
keep
we
it
have a power button, setting buttons, LCD window,
the
number buttons,
yeah.
general, yeah.
Volume
control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this to the channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
that's
also
design.
Control also.
Yes.
Next speed.
Well,
but on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD
yes,
player or
yes,
something.
Yes.
So
for some.
I already said we could drop some of these buttons.
You should. Put that power button channel and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RZ was kind of true. When when you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RZ is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more
apart,
away from each other.
So people have to move their hand, and they get less complaints of arms.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position yeah. constantly with one hand. Yeah,
that's what I always do because all my important buttons are
good to move from time to time.
Yeah, yeah but people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No,
it has to be centered.
We have to choose a.
Frequency
way
of button use.
Yes.
channels are most is most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. So the channel buttons
mm-hmm.
should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Up and down, far apart from each other.
Am I you thinking about RC?
Yeah,
well, not too much.
Look at frequency. not too much, but.
Look, the other two frustrations are far more important. So,
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have have to have volume control
well,
and,
for example
and
the power
button close together.
You can
well, they're used four
if
times.
If someone
an hour,
is
so.
Constantly is zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside because I don't know.
No, no,
no,
so I agree.
So
but
that one can be put away.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the
I agree.
Power button can be.
Power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
And should be right.
Yeah.
Oh man, 5 minutes.
yeah.
Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with
yeah,
those numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it's
well,
would be pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do
yeah,
think
well
you
well
have
it's
to
going
keep,
to take
you
too
have
too
to keep it central now. Just
yes.
You decide that, you decide that, and
yes,
all right, ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs. Well,
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit
yeah,
hard
we
because
put it in the middle. So
individually, that's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So top or bottom?
Well, yeah, I still think it's quite important, right?
Yes, it
we
is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but.
No, what if we're going to now decide about functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah,
no.
Right. Okay. All
right.
Right. These functions.
Because we agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes.
So
that's all right.
That's
okay.
The number function.
That's enough. Yeah.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Just
well,
one
just
two
when you
it has to be recognized one as there can still come more.
No, if you.
Oh, like
on
that.
Most TVs, if you. Press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That, that's
right. So no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
We still have the pictures over there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's valid. You do need the. Or did we? No, like this one. You doing it?
No, we just said
yeah,
we didn't.
Know,
we
all right.
Well,
no, okay.
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It is every basic function.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We'll have those buttons about. And there are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and
yeah.
less wide, and the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do
well.
Think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or it's just two,
and
we make
just two under it.
That's a
we can make
waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Or
I think
at the top, your LCD scan is going to go.
You can
yeah.
put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You
yes.
can just put it somewhere. They
yeah.
aren't used much, not as much as those others. So.
No, they
put
can be smaller round.
Yeah, a bit
buttons.
Smaller and well. And I think more at the bottom, yeah. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well, I think they
no.
should in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we design it later. We have it, and we design
yes.
later where everything
yes.
goes. Right.
Well, any other...
Well, if you...
Why
you
go to video?
If you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to have
the video channel.
That's just zero.
Yeah.
Well, no,
not
always. Not
at my remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
yeah.
Yeah, but
the
you
video
can
channel.
Zap
yeah, but
down.
You zap down zero,
yes.
you get to AVI.
Yes,
I
think. I
don't. I go to 99.
No, then you press 99. I think go to video is an irrelevant
button,
but.
But it's easy to go. If you are at channel 55 and you want to. Go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to
no,
to get below
to
zero.
Zero.
It's more
yeah.
easy to get to
yeah,
with a specific video channel.
I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have
yeah.
to set the channels. All these different buttons you have.
Buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's
different screen settings. Yeah.
Plus and down.
You have
one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one for
a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to yeah, of course, to configure
program.
The program.
Oh,
the
oh, OK button.
Yeah.
oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah,
for your menu. Menu button.
You should, yeah. I think that's important.
Channel setting,
menu.
And
the settings
down.
To change the brightness. The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel, yeah.
So, save. G.
Chief.
Yes, say.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu, alright.
I think things like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu, yeah.
And you can then adjust it with the zapping buttons or something.
Yeah, the
because
the
zapping buttons aren't used
volume
if you are in
the
menu.
Guys,
right?
Yeah.
We're going
volume.
To get to our rooms and we'll have to decide things on our own, I think.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Chief.
Right.
Fall
well,
things,
see you
at
lunchtime, by the way. Now.
Yeah. Lunch break.
I'm hungry.
Lunch.
You have to put my belly.
We didn't exactly do
everything. I was sleeping.
So.